Drama.
Carol Gott sings the opening theme of Limonaderie Joe, Lemonade Joe, a cult 60s Czech Western come musical about a lemonade salesman in the Wild West. The film started life as an illustrated column written by Jiří Berdečka during the war, before becoming a theatre play, and then finally the all-singing, all-dancing film production Czechs know and love today. Tereza Berdečková is a film critic and the daughter of Jiří Berdečka, the man who conceived the movie.
It was this crazy story about a gunman who is very angelic and drinking only lemonade and all these cheap stuff around it, like a bad guy, good guy, a beautiful angelic girl and the devilish woman femme fatale and things like that. But what happened somehow in the end of the war, this became very popular. And there was a small theater here in Národní třída where we sit now. And it was put on stage for the first time. And it was in the end of the war. And it was extremely popular. I mean, Germans had nothing against it. It was just for fun. They didn't give a damn that it was about Americans. And this was very important, this on-stage production, because all these things you can see in the film and which were in the theater production afterwards have the same roots. Starts with an enormous fight in a pub, and this fight was really executed in this theater play maybe 1,000 times, and those are the same men. So it was really performed like a dance with a special choreography. Otherwise, it's terribly difficult to do something like that.
Konec kočkování, chlapci! A teď načneme zábavu z jiného soudku, ze soudku umění! O to se postará veliká umělkyně, naše famózní arizonská pěnice, slečna Tornádo
Nedím, tu nad likérem svým, já sním, že přijde on, mého srdce šampion.
One of the members of the original cast from the play to make it into the film was Květa Fialová. She played the bad girl Tornádo Lou, a nightclub singer and woman of ill repute, in what many regard as one of her best performances. Tereza Berdečková again.
She's a very good actress, she always was, and she was really on the top of the female beauty in this time, that's clear. But this is also this slightly negative role and this expression of femininity and ladylikeness. This is something you cannot find in a lot of Czech movies from these times. And I was always thinking this woman put everything she could carry out in this role, that's right.
Květa Fialová, who is now in her 70s, definitely seemed to sink her teeth into the role.
No, já jsem hodně hrála teda tyhle ty ve filmech jsem hrála.
I did end up playing a lot of these roles, murderesses, loose women, etc. And they are always the better roles. The good girl, she just looks all doe-eyed and says nothing, there is no excitement. Playing the bad girl is always more fun. It's fun to seduce men and to murder them.
Svádět chlapy nebo vraždit chlapy, to je taková radost.
Bez flerty, což nevidíš, a vlnění mé hrudí, mé srdce žárem puká již. A tvoje tolik studí. Já vím.
Jsem byla ráda, že jsem to hrála, já jsem víc věcí dělala s panem Lipským Oldřichem.
I was happy that I played in this film and that I did other things with the director Oldřich Lipský. We got the chance to travel quite a lot with this film and there was this one time when we went to Colombia in South America to get a prize. There were prizes for camera work, for best director and so forth, and we got the prize for having come from furthest away.
A my jsme dostali cenu za to, že jsme přijeli z nejdál.
A mě prosím, sklenici kolalokový limonády.
Říkal jste sklenici kolalokový limonády, cizinče?
Říkal, pistolníku.
Pak jste limonádový, ale.
The film has become something of a cult classic around the world and still enjoys massive popularity back home in the Czech Republic. After the Prague Spring of 1968, the film was reinterpreted as a searing critique of the West, but still shown just as frequently as it had been before. Květa Fialová reflects upon the enduring success the film has had.
A je zvláštní, tenkrát nám to nepřišlo, že člověk za život natočil hodně filmů.
It is weird, even though it never occurred to us at the time. I have made so many films in my life, and this film is the one that has been elevated to cult status. Everyone knows it, it is always being shown. People love this film, and when someone asks me something about my career, most often it is about Lemonade Joe.
Někdo na něco ptá, tak hlavně na toho limonádníka.
Tereza Brdečková thinks that the film's popularity lies in the fact that it was, in her view, very much ahead of its time.
There is a lot of something I still remember from my childhood, which was a very cosmopolitan Prague atmosphere, this Czech, Jewish, German, even when Jewish and German were not here, this atmosphere was still here. Way of joking, way how you perceive things, they are coming to you. And this is it a little bit, you know, that you don't take anything so much seriously because you couldn't survive. And this is all in these films. And it came much later with people like David Lynch, for example. Mm-hmm. And this is my explanation why it's so popular today, that it has this lightness of postmodern times, in fact.
For an English-speaking audience, Lemonade Joe is an odd mix of something very Czech with something very American. Tereza Brdečková gives the example of the film's set.
They built for that a special village in Barrandov Studios, which I think it's still there and people can go and see it, and it looks absolutely authentic. And exteriors were shot around the castle of Karlstein. There is, by the way, a very stony landscape full of the rock, which is, by the way, called America since the 19th century. So it was shot there.
Lemonade Joe was recently brought out on DVD with English subtitles. Watch it for a rather surreal viewing experience and a good old sing-along. On my day.